Hi, I'm Marlo Higgins, and I spent nearly four decades as an entrepreneur building systems that maximize time and results. I'm a business coach that helps entrepreneurs get crystal clear on what it takes to make their vision a reality. I'm obsessed with clarity because business operations that are rooted in clarity are exponentially more likely to succeed. So join me as I explore the proven habits and strategies that have helped myself and hundreds of other entrepreneurs create a vision, execute a plan, and refine a legacy of success. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. Hey, welcome back to this week's episode of 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. Yes, we're hosting another solo episode because I'd like to share with you more about the proven method for taking big visions and breaking them down into actionable strategies that's going to lead to tangible results for you. If you know me, I'm not much of a coffee talker. My style tends to be just bold and forward. At least that's what others people say. It's kind of funny because when I go into coaching partnerships, the word on the street is you're going to be a pretty straight and honest person, but you're going to love me at the same time. So yeah, I'm very to the point. I believe clearly communicating is everything. So when I sit down with somebody, whether it's a client or a colleague, or even our podcast guests, which are going to be teed up here in the next few episodes, I always like to get to the heart of the matter. So today, our solo conversation and what I want to share with you is around clarity. And clarity is the one thing that we've built our brand on, and it's the one thing that we do with our clients. As I like to say, clarity is just one pane of what I call the entrepreneurial window of opportunity. So when you think of like looking out a window and there's multiple window panes in there, this one is the entrepreneurial window of opportunity. And so when I wrote the book, The Making of a Maverick, Building Champions in Business and in Life, which you can find and purchase on Amazon, it was 2017. And the purpose for writing that book, I was studying and researching high-level achievers and risk takers. And I found that there are four fundamentals of performance. In the book, I reference these to becoming a maverick. And so during this podcast episode, I've got some key questions that you might want to just write down or play back to capture. So just forward note, if you're driving, please don't take notes while you're driving, but you know, stop, play it back and listen to it. Better yet, take these questions, bring them to your team, bring them to your organization, because this is the fundamental here that I want to share with you. The core framework in which we work within is this. It takes clarity to take action. We have to take action to increase our confidence. It takes confidence to take risk. And we have to take risk to do the big things that we say we want to do. Now, sprinkle in the fact that it's also easy to doubt ourselves, because when we doubt ourselves, that's a sticking point to easily giving up. So what we have to do is also get clear in our belief or understanding of why we should never give up. Last episode, I talked about pivoting way too much, you know, wasting time and energy, only to circle back around to the center. So we got to understand why we do that or why we shouldn't do it, or reframe our belief and our understanding of why to never give up on ourselves. But you won't give up once you understand the what, the why, the how, all those beautiful things around performance. So to recap what I just shared, performance takes clarity, action, confidence, and risk. Those are the four fundamentals. Clarity is the why. You know, once we have the clarity, we know why to take action. Action is the clarity of understanding what actions do we need to take to actually get there and to have an achievement. Confidence, that is built in because we have to have confidence, because that allows us to take action and also to take risk. And we also have to remove our fear, which is like remove the risk. And we have to do that so we can do big things. Like you've witnessed it. You've seen those really high, outstanding achievers or business owners. You know, they're risk takers. They're like, oh my God, they're putting $60,000 down on a piece of equipment when they're 3 years into business, right? And so for some of us, we're like, oh God, that's too risky. That's kind of scary. How am I going to get myself out of that? But you know what? A really strong performer knows how to mitigate risk, and they know how to make calculated risk decisions. So Again, I've got some key questions for you, but I want to jump into starting of that entrepreneurial framework, and it's the clarity and the vision, right? I refer to this section as your personal GPS system or our North Star to follow. Like when we have something like that, it just feels right. Just when I state that, like, what's your North Star? Every year we want to define, you know, what is it that we're striving for this particular year? And so here's some questions. You know, why do I want to achieve that? Ask yourself, why do I even want to achieve that thing? And then what's the impact for you when you do achieve it? So not only why, but what's the impact? And then what do you need to get there? Because that is a key question. Like, what do I need to get there? Maybe this year you need to hire a lead generation expert. Maybe this year you need to build in a budget to place ads to get more exposure for social media for your business. So those are the questions that I'm really going to champion you with and what you need in order to have that. This also falls into that clarity in the vision, that this mantra is so powerful, but I believe that the best leaders paint the clearest pictures. And what is it that I mean by that? So when you've got a leader who can, like, crystal clear share vision and expectation of you working in that department with them, you know, what's the long game? What is it that they expect of me? You automatically show up and you operate in a level of ease and understanding, and you can communicate more effectively because the expectations are on the table. And so here are some questions to tee you up as far as, you know, the vision component. So once you've got the clarity and understand what you want to achieve, then the vision is like, what is the vision that I'm looking to achieve? And then again, we have to go, why do we even want that? So for an example, for me in this space, when I wrote a business plan, I wanted 30 days off. I wanted the whole month of July off every year. We live in the Midwest. We have a phenomenal lake home right on the water where I can kayak, walk in nature, you know, just all the things, just immerse myself, refuel, reset. And so for me, I wanted that because I wanted to have freedom built into my business plan. So I would ensure that I execute that way. And I have never looked back. We have been operating in that tone forever. I mean, the team still operates and they're still doing their thing. They always have a clear plan of what's expected while I'm away during that time. It's my annual sabbatical, but it's just so powerful. Over the years, it's just evolved. I've even started releasing my team and how we approach that summer sabbatical. So there's just a lot of good, but there's, you know, like, always have to get back to the reason for it, but freedom's everything for me. And frankly, that's why I'm an entrepreneur, right? I want to write my own script. I want the freedom to set my own schedule. I want to increase my business when I want, not like let the business dictate that for me. And so that's, I'm just such a freedom warrior, but that's also part of the reason why you're attracted to this podcast and the messages. So we also have to sprinkle in that belief, right? I mentioned belief earlier, but just imagine the possibilities for you when you get there. And so when I say the greatest leaders paint the clearest pictures, go back to that vision. Like, just imagine, like, what if, or, you know, like, what if I were to take 30 days off every year? That's an example of, you know, what would happen. Oh my gosh, during that time, it's just like, I plan good books that I want to read. I mean, I schedule visits with family that I wouldn't otherwise do. So you just have to kind of sit with that for a minute, but these are the core fundamentals of this framework. So clarity, action, confidence, and risk. All right, now I want to step into the fundamental of that entrepreneurial window of opportunity that I talked about. And this one's the action and performance. So clarity, action, confidence, and risk, action and performance, because you don't know what you're looking to achieve until you understand what performance or achievement means to you. So it's always the question that we have to lead off with. And I'm also going to share a few of my own secrets about business, but let me tee you up with the question. So what does performance even mean to you? I think right out of the gate, you have to sit with that and define it. Again, I'm going to share a secret. For me, performance means having clarity that inspires my actions so I can have balance. Now, balance is important to me. I'm also have an October birthday, so I'm a Libra. That sign is balance. So I think that's just naturally ingrained in who I am. But that's what performance is. It's just, I want clarity, I want inspired actions, and I want the balance. And like I said, with that 30-day sabbatical every year, that gives me the balance I need in my business so I can come back strong as ever from that time. Another question is, what is your desired goal or outcome? And again, let me share a secret. For me, that desired goal is to be a titan in every area of my life that is anchored in clarity and consistent action so I can achieve success. It's also defined as my personal success formula so I can act and I don't have to overthink anything, right? I've already spent all the mental bandwidth thinking about what I want, why I want it, and then I can stand in conviction. And that conviction is kind of sexy. It brings people to the table. It's just like, oh my God, this person's really clear. Every time I leave a meeting, it's just like, wow, I wish I had that level of understanding or the clarity so I can have that conviction. So I think that's a piece here. And this is why I'm sharing it on the podcast, because it is so important. And I want you to understand. And like I'd mentioned in the last episode, I just want nothing but value for you. So let's get to the question of defining your own success, because I think that is in it too. And so let me help by giving you my personal definition of success. It's success for me is when I have peace, energy, and integrity, and I feel fully empowered and loved. It's when I'm in this zone where I'm focused on my feelings, I have feelings of success, and that makes it easy for me to generate revenue. So when you feel successful, you are successful, right? You don't, again, you take away the mental pressure. So define success for me as just peace, energy, and integrity. So I feel fully empowered and loved, basically not feeling failure, feeling like all the things that business is winning. I mean, as an entrepreneur, to say we started a brand in 2012, have generated high levels of income month over month for, well, it's 2024. That's a very long period of time to have a sustainable and profitable business that's allowed us to expand resources and to serve at a higher level. So lots of good things come when we can define these things. So again, how do you define success? What do you want to accomplish? Why do you want to accomplish it? It's always the what, the why, and the how. Okay, now let's anchor in this confidence piece. Confidence to me is like the trusting or the believing in ourselves. But the definition of confidence, it's the purity of actions produced by a mind free of doubt. And so what you hear in there are actions and doubt. And when we understand our actions, we just move through without doubt. That's when we're confident. And so questions for you here in this space are, what actions can you take to feel more confident? What do you tell yourself when doubt starts to creep in? Like, find those signals because there's answers there. What will having greater confidence, how is that going to impact you in your business? And then what is it about confidence that scares you, if anything? Now, confidence in this structure of how we coach and work with our clients, it is not ego. It is not being better than anybody. It is not being boastful, but it is a way to stand tall. To stand taller, to understand, to give yourself permission, to honor yourself in the rough spots. So that for me is really true confidence. So once all those ingredients are here, now we can finally land on risk, because ultimately it's risk to get results. We have to take risk. We have to get out of our comfort zones in order to have the things we say we want to achieve. So when I wrote a business plan in 2012, I wanted a very successful online brand that served thousands of people all over the United States. Today, that is the case. And so just understanding, you know, you don't just get that overnight. It has been constant framework, systematic approach, shoring things up, taking big risks, putting big amounts of money on the table to do really fun and cool and sometimes things that fail, but it's taught us as a team a whole bunch. So you have to face your fear and do it anyway, because at 19, I was faced with the decision to move out of state. And I took on the mindset that I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, right? So I might as well just give it a try. I also know that you can't try and fail at the same time. It is impossible. As long as you're trying, you are not failing. So for me at 19, I had the mindset, okay, I'll get a rental truck. I'll load up all of my contents. I will literally push the reset button. I will move to a state where I know nobody. and I'm going to start my life. Guess what? Worst case backup plan, rent a U-Haul, move back. Never had to do that. I took the risk, right? I trusted myself. I believed in the decision I was making. And I also knew that I couldn't fail as long as I was doing something worth trying. So you can also hear how this powerful mindset and self-talk supports my desire to take these big actions. So here are some questions to support you on risk. What are you most afraid of? Why? Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? What is it about risk that stops you? And why is that? Like I'd stated, if you have to rent a U-Haul and go back, okay, not the worst thing in the world. And then what's the best thing that could happen because you took the risk? And I think that's where you need to anchor in sometimes, is just really understanding, oh my God, when I push through this and I get to the other side, look at me. I can operate a business that's sustainable, profitable, has 5 employees, take 30 days off, have a 40 work week. Those are the things, because I took the risk, I can have. So now match this to building a plan and then defining those actions to get those types of results. And that's what we focus on. This is what we do within the Marlo Higgins coaching brand. So there's a lot, I know, but it's all valuable. And I just want to bring it to you. And I want to give yourself time to sit with these questions, you know, play it back again, share it with friends, but answer some of those things for you today, because that's where you're going to get the value of this episode. So thanks again for joining us today. You're valuable. You're worthy. You have all those things that you want to have. It's just one step at a time that's going to get you there. And I just invite you to start now. If I want to just put an invite out there, if you want to have a one-on-one conversation with me about what I shared during this episode, I'm happy to make that happen. So there is my calendar link. It is in the show notes. Just click a time, find a time. Let's get on the phone. Let's jam it out. There's no risk to you. So until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high. Did you enjoy this topic as much as I did? If you're looking for more insights like these or have a question you'd like to hear about on future episodes, text me at 319-250-2682 or click the link in the show notes. Remember, the road to success is better with friends. Be sure to share this episode to reach your goals together. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high.